Wisconsin leads the nation in job losses, according to the last couple of job reports. And our guest this hour says you can't blame the national economy for that. He says Governor Walker's budget cuts and policies are to blame. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, December the 26th. Our guest this hour is Jack Norman. He is Research Director for the Institute for Wisconsin's Future, which issued a report last week entitled The Price of Extremism, Wisconsin's Economy Under the Walker Administration. And we will welcome your questions and your reactions to this report at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Are the Walker administration budget cuts costing the state private jobs? And will they cost the state even more private jobs? Jack Norman, Research Director for the Institute for Wisconsin's Future, joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So how did the budget cuts of this past year cost Wisconsin jobs?
Because the governor and the legislature just pulled so much money out of the economy. Basically, they used different ways to just deliberately shrink the economy. The budget itself cut about $1 billion a year from education, health care, and other basic services, pulling money out of the economy, cut household income for a number of people in the state. The Act 10, as it was known, produced huge cuts in take-home pay for close to 300,000 public employees. And finally, the governor rejected federal funds that could have been brought into the state. So you add it all up, and it's a huge withdrawal, in effect, of cash from the economy, cash that, as it's circulating, if it would have been circulating, would have been used by people to go to the grocery store and buy things, go to the hardware store, go to the clothing store. In other words, money that would have been circling through the economy, creating jobs, isn't. That's what the governor has done.
But some point out that, especially Act 10 and the cut in take-home pay for public employees, I am a public employee, I need to disclose, are saying that that's, you know, state workers may be putting more money into their benefits, but, you know, everybody else is then not. So the other taxpayers are not putting that kind of money into public worker benefits.
Well, there's that some people would talk about that and call it a fairness issue or whatever. The point that we're making here is that just from an economics point of view, what the governor has done is deliberately shrink the economy at a time when jobs are in short supply. So from an economics point of view, it's about the worst thing he could have done. We're not talking here about the impact on individuals in the sense of there aren't not as many, for example, medical care, people being tossed off of medical care. We're not talking about those kinds of impacts. Just strictly from an economics point of view, what the governor and the legislature have done is, in effect, deliberately shrunk the activity in our economy, and that's going to lead to many fewer jobs. Yeah. And as a result, Wisconsin now has, if you measure over the past several months, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, the worst economy in the nation.
Just pressing you a little bit more on this argument, though, the other taxpayers who are not putting this money into public employee benefits are spending more, presumably, or have more money to spend, presumably, while public employees may have less.
There is more money. Let me go back a bit and talk about taxes and just do a direct comparison of the notion of taxes versus the kind of policies that the governor has enacted. What the governor has done is withdrawn several billion dollars from in circulation through the economy. It can be said that if you were to raise taxes, that would have done something similar, but the impact, and this is something that can be, you know, economic stimulation can make this very, very clear. of, for example, higher taxes on wealthier individuals, it has a much smaller negative impact on the economy than does the impact of pay cuts on lower and middle income workers.
No, so what sorts of policies do you think the state government should be pursuing?
Well, in the case of the budget and the cuts, a balanced approach to the budget, that is an approach which would have blended both cuts in programming because of the economic situation and revenue increases, would have enabled the governor to have a more balanced approach. So basically, the alternative that the governor and the legislature should have used was a balanced approach, mixing some increases in taxes so that there would not have to be such extreme cuts and damage to the economy.
The Walker administration has looked at the latest jobs reports. They've questioned the numbers to some extent, but have also said that right now Wisconsin is having some trouble because of the recall climate and the climate of uncertainty that exists. What do you say to that?
No, I say, you know, there's uncertainty all over America, and certainly the political uncertainty is not going to be having any effect in such an immediate short term. The reason for the poor performance in Wisconsin compared with the nation, in fact, it has specifically been over the past 4 to 5 months that Wisconsin's job growth figures have deviated from the federal figures. And the timing, I think, is significant because it is at the time when the Walker budget took effect in July that we began to see a real widening of this gap between how jobs are growing nationally compared with how jobs are growing in Wisconsin. So the point of the gap, again, is that Wisconsin's job growth is much, much smaller and slower than it is at the federal level. That difference in growth is because, I would say, of the economic shrinkage that's been produced by the Walker administration.
The governor points out that the unemployment rate is lower than it was a year ago and claims that jobs will rebound in the next 6 months.
Well, the unemployment rate is a function of several different factors, one of them including whether or not people are continuing to look for work and so on. And so I think in general what we're most interested in is how many people are working. The unemployment rate, again, takes in if you, for example, the state and local governments suffered a huge number of retirements because of some of the new policies that went into effect. Three times more employees in the public school system retired than is normal. So here we have a large number of people who are leaving the workforce. They don't wind up counting as unemployed because they're retired, but they are people that are no longer working.
Yes. What about the claim that jobs are going to be rebounding in the next 6 months?
Well, the next 6 months will tell. And over the next 6 months, it appears as if, among other things, they're going to be a campaign for governor. I'm maintaining that over the next 6 months that our jobs situation is not going to improve relative to the United States, and that's because of the governor's economy. And if the governor says, hey, things are just about to get better, well, we'll let and see if that's the case, and perhaps the election will depend on that. But it is certainly the case that I don't think that we have an optimistic projection here, because actually some of the implications of the governor's budget haven't even yet begun to take effect and won't until some of them January 2012 and some of them as we continue through the year.
We're talking with Jack Norman. He is research director for the Institute for Wisconsin's Future. And he says Wisconsin's, at least the near-term future, is not looking good on the jobs front. He says that the policies that were put into place over the last year by Governor Walker and the Republican-led legislature are hurting Wisconsin, that all budget cuts is hurting the state, that the cuts to public worker paychecks is exacerbating Wisconsin's job struggles. And we're wondering what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking the weather forecast for today, looks like it's going to be a breezy, sunny day today with increasing clouds this afternoon. Highs will be around 40 degrees in northern Wisconsin, the mid to upper 40s in the southern part of the state. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we'll talk with a guest who will share with us her favorite books of 2011. We'll take a look at the best fiction and nonfiction books of the last year, and we'll welcome your nominations as well. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. This is our State Capitol Report, where in this half we are talking with Jack Norman, Research Director for the Institute for Wisconsin's Future, who says that Governor Walker's budget cuts and policies are hurting the state of Wisconsin and the economy and jobs. And we're welcoming your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. The Institute for Wisconsin's Future issued this report last week, The Price of Extremism, Wisconsin's Economy Under the Walker Administration. And Jack Norman, before we go to the phones, I wanted to ask you, we have heard Governor Walker say, and others who support him, that a state like Illinois that raised taxes and went for this balanced approach that you are advocating is teetering on the cliff right now, and that has hurt their business climate by raising taxes. What's your response to that?
Illinois has gained jobs at a substantially greater rate than Wisconsin has, especially if we measure just since the beginning of the respective state budgets in July. Wisconsin has lost something like 20,000-30,000 jobs. Illinois has picked up about 15,000 jobs. So that, in fact, Illinois is doing a bit better than the national average, I would say, over the past several months. Wisconsin is, when you look at total job creation, dead last in America, if we measure since April. So, in fact, Illinois is, which did pass some sizable tax increases earlier in the year as a way, as you say, of having a balanced approach to its budget. Illinois is just doing much, much better than Wisconsin is in terms of overall job creation.
Let's take some calls. We have Sally in Wisconsin Dells with us first. Hello, Sally.
Hello.
What do you think, or what question do you have?
I just wanted to make the comment that the guest said that job growth will improve in the next 6 months.
No, and Governor Walker is predicting that.
Okay. Well, what will happen is in the next 6 months, because we have a large entertainment part of our workforce, that the companies will start hiring their seasonal workers like we do in Wisconsin Dells. And that will increase the job rate. And the last time that happened, last year, it was 39,000 jobs, and Walker took the credit for that, and it was just the seasonal workers that increased. That cycle happens in Wisconsin every year.
Yeah, he's talking about that, Mike or Jack Norman?
Well, Sally, it is absolutely accurate that there is a lot of seasonal employment, and those numbers kick in. The data that we've been using to compare Wisconsin with the rest of the country is what is called seasonally adjusted. And what that means is that each month the economists make efforts to try to smooth out the numbers that they're getting from seasonal effects, like Sally was talking about, so that when we say Wisconsin is losing jobs faster than every other state in the nation, that actually, from a statistical point of view, takes into account our performance relative to the seasonal workers. But it certainly is true that as the seasonal employment picks up in some areas, those might show some month-to-month numbers that the governor would use and be able to use. I do think that in general, and I think this is an important point, that the governor, the election, assuming that there is in fact a recall, is going to center mostly around the economy rather than around any of the issues that prompted the recall in the first place, such as the issue of union rights.
Mm-hmm. Again, but your report is not so much on the issue of union rights, but your report does point to the loss of take-home pay by public employees based on Act 10.
Absolutely, that's right. I mean, the estimate that we have is that's about $700 million a year, and then the ripple effects from that, just withdrawing that amount of money from local economies because people don't have it to spend, according to the simulations we've run, that's going to lead to about 7,000 jobs lost during the first year of the budget.
Randy in Key Wascom is with us now. Hello, Randy.
Yes, we're talking about the price of extremism. Yeah, extremism. 8 years of Governor Jim Doyle and Democrats. Before Scott Walker even got a good start, we've got the unions pushing recalls to go and shut everything back down. Businesses are scared to death. If the Democrats take power again, it's going to be tax everybody to death, take all this money and give it to the union goons. This isn't about workers' rights. It's about union power, about the fact that these unions have to go and ask people if they want to join the union and ask them to send them their money instead of having the state yank it out of their pocket. Now, this money that goes to that got lost by these union workers having to pay a little bit of their pension and health care stays in other people's pockets. Problem with public sector workers, giving money to them means that the government is taking it away from somebody else. And basically, yeah, your guess there is on the left side that says, well, we should take as much money as we can from businesses and just give it to these public workers so they can live the high life on us.
Yeah, hold on, Randy. Your response to that, Jack Norman.
Well, Randy's angry, obviously, very angry, and seems to embody, I think, some of the more extreme views that we think are damaging the economy. He's putting words in my mouth. I've never talked about, doing things that are going to be so dramatically contrary to what we need to do. Our point, again, is a very simple one, that what the governor is doing is deliberately shrinking the economy. He's doing it in a variety of ways, that each one of which is pulling money out of the economy, out of the cash flow in Wisconsin, and that's what's hurting the economy. The alternative that I would support is a very balanced approach. The tax increases that we would use instead of a lot of the cuts would be targeted, would be aimed very particularly at segments of the economy that are undertaxed right now. And so I think it's a very reasonable approach.
Randy, thank you very much for the call. We have other topics or callers to bring up, so I'm going to move on to Mary in Delavan, who emails, I'm wondering what impact the large number of public employee retirements has or will have in terms of reducing money into our economy as well. The governor and GOP wants us to believe that retired teachers and other public employees have extraordinary retirement benefits. As a recent retiree from public education, I can personally say that I am putting a significant amount less money back into Wisconsin's economy. I am wondering how that figures into this study.
That's a good question. Retirees do not make as much money as they did when they were working, unless it's in a very extraordinary situation. And for example, we've been able to quantify the amount of money that has been lost on a county-by-county basis, the amount of money that has been lost by the shrinkage of public education staffing. For example, just to take Dane County, I mean, as an example, our estimates are that there's about $16 million a year in salaries lost in public education employment. That is $16 million a year in income that had been going to teachers, to staff, to administrators. That's not going anymore because the school district staffing has been so slashed. So the thing about the retirements and other cutbacks in employment, it's affecting every county in the state. There are public schools in absolutely every corner of Wisconsin, and the budgets in those schools have been cut. As a result, there's less money flowing to teachers, to others. There's less money in a turn then that gets spent by those people at the local merchants, and so the entire economy suffers.
One last call from Dennis in Oshkosh. Please be brief, Dennis. We're almost out of time.
Yes. It's an absolute backwards math problem to say that when the state spends less money by collecting less money, that we're all broke. No, we have that tax money. That money is still in our hands. And when you spend less and waste less, like Appleton has added teachers because they're spending less for insurance now. They don't have to do the WEAC plan. The economy doesn't lose money when you don't tax it away from the citizens. This zero-sum game that you're playing, it's just not good economics. I don't know where you're getting these ideas.
We only have a minute, Jack Norman.
If you tax a person that's making $30,000 a year, every single penny that you tax or you take away from them is money that they would have spent at local stores. If you tax, for example, wealthy investors, you don't have the same kind of impact because what you're taxing, a lot of that would not have been spent. It would have been invested or it would have been spent out of state. So the impact on taxing lower-income people or taking money away from lower-income people is much, much more severe on the economy than is the impact of taxes on high-wealth individuals.
We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Jack Norman, Research Director for the Institute for Wisconsin's Future. The report is linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and on our program notes at WPR.org/joy. Thanks to Rob Ferret, who produced this hour and is in on this holiday on air producing as well. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.